A clash of egos broke out at a budget meeting today with Hillsborough County commissioners regarding a possible referendum next year on funding mass transit. Commissioner Mark Sharp has been actively involved in discussions with other local agencies over the past couple of years on the issue. After coming back from a meeting with Tampa Mayor Pam Iorio, as well as members of HART, the county's Metropolitan Planning Organization, and the region's transit agency, TBARTA, Sharp said it was time for some officials with the county to begin attending future discussions.
They wanted the county administrator to attend. They'd like to have Eric and others from staff attend, because what we're doing is we've got conversations about a referendum moving forward and how that referendum might be constructed and how that money might be spent and priorities that everyone seems to have, that everyone has, without having conversations with the county. And so they want to have those conversations. They want the county at the table right there early on, the staff.
Commission Chairman Ken Hagen asked Sharp the status of such conversations, indicating that it might be time to house them with a transportation task force that he chairs. But Commissioner Jim Norman then interjected.
I know y'all are probably thinking that I'm being pulled and dragged into, you know, these kind of discussions. But once again, Commissioner Sharp and folks, you're scaring the life out of me, and I'll tell you why. It's all about spending. It's all about putting a spending plan together and all these kind of things. What I haven't heard is who's going to support this community in helping us fund this thing.
Norman asked why hasn't Congresswoman Kathy Castor, as well as key Bay Area state legislators, been involved and accountable for matching funds to come from Washington and Tallahassee if the one-cent referendum were to be approved next year.
What should be happening right now? The federal government's out there divvying up all these pies and all this kind of stuff. There's only $1.5 billion coming to Florida in an entire package bill for transportation. And there's no language anywhere that says if a referendum goes on 10, we will get $750 million to help us as a partner, as a match, to build this thing.
Commissioner Sharp reacted strongly to Norman's complaints. He said those items have been discussed at his meetings with Hart and Mayor Iorio, but said that sunshine laws prevented him from briefing his board colleagues about the content of those meetings.
You know, this is like trying to do a the waltz with, you know, your leg and your arm tied behind your back. And so you're hopping from spot to spot. And I'd love to be able to walk in your office and sit down and pull out all the charts and all the meetings and say, here's what we've been talking to, here's what we've been doing, but we can't. So we have a task force that's been meeting. Since I've been elected, have been focused singularly on trying to bring something forward. I can't undo what has been done. All I can say is, sure, there's a lot of fear, but doing nothing isn't an option.
The last time the county was serious about funding mass transit was a decade ago, but presentations made by the Committee of 99 were rejected by the County Commission the following year. The only member of the current board who was present back then was Commissioner Norman. Commissioner Mark Sharp responded to Norman by referencing that event.
Can I guarantee before the referendum? That's normally not the way it works. Usually the way the government... Now, had we operated in 99, had we operated before, when the match was much less, the requirement back then was 10% local match to move forward. And you're darn right. There are local governments right now getting billions of dollars from the federal government because they got their act together and moved forward with the transportation plan, and we didn't.
Later, Commissioner Rose Ferlita said she was surprised that Commissioner Sharp had kept his discussions regarding transit with his colleagues quiet.
I'm taken back because all of a sudden, after 2 years, the WE committee has decided that we have to do something, and as a courtesy, it's coming to us now, maybe because we, this committee, has to vote on whether or not to put the referendum up. I agree, Mark, that two of us cannot be on one committee, but Hart, I've never heard about this committee, this meeting for 2 years. You, the mayor, whatever. And now you've decided that we have to join. What about having asked somebody like the administrator to join that we secret committee?
Sharp came back at Ferlita, saying the transportation meeting he attended prior to getting together with the county board today was actually just the start of a conversation.
I'd gladly step off if there's going to be an issue of sunshine and how the committee moves forward, and legal needs to be there. But we're trying to shape the committee now that would include everybody, including the county, so that we can have a good conversation and move this transportation initiative forward. If anybody's feelings were hurt, I apologize. Nobody was excluded. But there are a lot of conversations going on about transportation, and this is very important for our community, and I hope that everybody will want to participate.